Governor Andrew Cuomo on Friday unveiled details of what he calls the winter plan for limiting the spread of COVID-19 in New York State. He says it's aimed at avoiding further economic shutdowns, and he added that it's up to New Yorkers to voluntarily limit in-home gatherings in the coming weeks. WXXI's Karen DeWitt has more.
Cuomo says he does not want to repeat a massive shutdown like the state experienced in the spring when New York was the epicenter of the worldwide pandemic. He says new data shows that many places once considered a dangerous source of virus spread, including hair salons and barbershops, gyms and religious services, are now among the lowest sources of the spread. That's according to information collected by contact tracers on a portion of total infections. However, the biggest source of the spread, 74%, is small private indoor gatherings, also known as living room spread.
Compound that by the holiday season, which is a natural come to my house, my family, my friends, I know will be safe. That is what is driving these numbers.
Cuomo says schools have been found to not be super spreaders of the virus as previously thought and should remain open if there are no major outbreaks in a school. The governor says it's up to local authorities to decide that, but he says he disagrees with the decision by the state's second largest school district, the City of Buffalo Schools, to continue all remote learning until February 1st. Western New York has among the highest rate of the virus in the state. The latest data also finds that restaurants and bars account for just 1.43% of virus spread. Nevertheless, Cuomo is ordering indoor dining in New York City to be banned starting on Monday. It is now operating at 25% capacity. He says he's following the latest guidance from the CDC, which recommends that any indoor activity where masks are not worn should be avoided. Cuomo's chief of staff, Melissa DeRosa, explains.
The thing about indoor dining or indoor drinking, frankly, is that by definition of what the activity is, you cannot be wearing a mask. You're sitting at a table for a prolonged period of time with a group of people in a closed air place along with other patrons, and you, by virtue of what you're doing, have to take your mask off. And so that was why the CDC raised the alarm specifically as it relates to indoor dining.
Cuomo is continuing the micro-cluster hot zone strategy to try to keep the rate of infection down, but he says there will be some changes going forward. Gyms, hair salons, and barbershops will now be allowed to remain open in orange zones, but at reduced capacity and with more frequent testing of staff. He says limited indoor dining still available in the orange zones outside of New York City will continue for now, but he will reevaluate that rule after the weekend. The restaurant industry says the further reductions and prohibitions on indoor dining will result in the death knell for thousands more restaurants and bars. Cuomo is extending a ban on commercial evictions for eateries that have been unable to pay their rent, and he is asking them to hang on for a few more months. The governor says he won't order a total shutdown of the state or any of its regions unless trends show that the hospitals will become overwhelmed. He says so far, while hospitalization rates for COVID-19 patients is on the rise, most hospitals have the ability to expand to take in more patients or can make more beds available by suspending elective surgeries.
If we see that we're on a glide path towards overwhelming the hospitals, you have no choice but to close down the economy. You cannot overwhelm the hospital system.
The governor says despite all of the concerns, even the regions of the state with the highest rate of the virus are still lower than 44 other states. New York's overall positivity rate for Thursday was just under 5%. 87 people died. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.